Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16. King Chitraketu meets the Lord. Text 35. Tava Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagat Udaya Stiti Layadini Vishva Srijas Te Amshamshas Tatra Mrsha Spardanti Pratag Abhimatya. Tava Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagadudaya Stiti Layadini Vishva Srijaste Amshamshash Tatra Mrsha Spardanti Pratig Abhimatya. Tava Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagadudaya Stiti Layadini Vishva Srijastem Shamshash Vishva Srijastem Tem Shamshas Tatra Mrsha Spardanti Pratag Abhimatya. Tava Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagadudaya Stiti Layadini Vishva Srijastem Shamshas Tatra Mrsha Spardanti Pratag Abhimatya. Avibhava Kala Bhagavan Jagat Udaya Siti Laya Dini Viswaste Stayam Shas Tata Misha Spardanti Pratag Abhimatya. Tava Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagat Udaya Stiti Layadini Shraste Samshas Pratag Abhimatya. Tala Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Ayarudaya Siti Layadini Vashnavintim Samshas Tatra Misha Spardanti Pratikdhani Bhatya. Tala Vibhava Kalu Bhagavan Jagat Stiti Layadini Vashvashvate Sayam Shashas Vaishnavis. Tava. Your. Vibhava. Opulences. Kalu. Indeed. Bhagavan. O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jagat. Of the cosmic manifestation. Udaya. The creation. Stiti. Maintenance. Laya Adini. Dissolution and so on. Vishra Srijaha. The creators of the manifested world. Te. They. Amsha Amshaha. Parts of your plenary portion. Tatra. In that. Mrsha. In vain. Spardanti. Rival one another. Pratak. Of separateness. Abhimatya. By a false conception. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So translation. My dear Lord, this cosmic manifestation and its creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all but your opulences. Since Lord Brahma and the other creatures are nothing but small portions of a portion of you, their partial power to create does not make them God, Ishvara. Their consciousness of themselves as separate lords is therefore merely false prestige. It is not valid. Purport. A devotee who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord knows very well that the creative energy of the living entities from Lord Brahma down to the small ant exists because the living entities are part and parcel of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 15:7, the Lord says, Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. Quote, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts, end quote. The living entities are nothing but very small portions of the Supreme Spirit, like sparks of a fire. Because they are part of the Supreme, they have a creative quality in a very minute quantity. The so-called scientists of the modern materialistic world are proud because they have created modern facilities like great airplanes. But the credit for creating the airplane should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to the scientists who have invented or created the so-called wonderful products. The first consideration is the intelligence of the scientist. One must be elevated by the dictation of the Supreme Lord, who says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, matasmritir gyanam apohanam cha, quote, from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, end quote. Because the Supreme Lord, as Supersoul, sits within the core of every living entity's heart, the dictation by which one advances in scientific knowledge or creative faculties comes from him. Furthermore, the ingredients to manufacture wonderful machines like airplanes are also supplied by the Lord, not by the scientists. Before the airplane was created, its ingredients already existed, having been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when the manifested creation of the airplane is ruined, the remaining debris is a problem for the so-called creatures. Another example is that the West is creating many automobiles. The ingredients for these cars are supplied, of course, by the Supreme Lord, and the intelligence for the so-called creation is also supplied by the Lord. Ultimately, when the cars are demolished, the so-called creators are faced with the problem of what to do with their ingredients. The actual creator, the original creator, is the personality of Godhead. Only in the interim does someone create something with intelligence applied by the Lord, and later the creation again becomes a problem. Therefore, the so-called creation is not to be credited. Therefore, the so-called creator is not to be credited with the act of creation. The only credit goes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is rightly stated herein that the credit for all the opulences of creation, maintenance, and annihilation belongs to the Supreme Lord, not to the living entities. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So our Christian friends have a nice little joke that they tell. So one scientist goes up to God and says, I can do anything you can do better. And so they agree to have a contest, you know, who can create more nicely. So, of course, in the Christian conception, they say, you know, man, thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. You know, so we're dirt, really. So God takes some dirt, makes it into a human form, breathes some life into it. There you have, human being. So scientist says, okay, I can do that. So he starts taking the dirt. God says, no, 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 no. You have to make your own dirt. So point is the same thing that, you know, Srila Prabhupada is saying here. You know, before the airplane was created, its ingredients already existed, having been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the living beings, they can be creators, but only in a limited extent. As Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, because they are part of the Supreme, they have a creative quality in a very minute quantity. But they have that, I mean, we have that creative ability because we are part of God, and God has creative ability. Therefore, we're like sparks of the fire. So just like the sparks have the same qualities as the fire, but in minute quantity. So God has this original creative ability, and each soul has it to a limited extent, and it's dependent upon the original creator for this ability. It's like we all have some creative ability to do things, but we have to understand what our position is. We're not independent creators, so we shouldn't become proud. Like, we may be given an assignment, you know, say if somebody's a Brahmin, you know, they may be asked to cook a preparation for deities, make some halava. Well, but the kitchen is there, the pots are there, the stove is there, the ingredients are there. You know, some farina is there, some water is there, some butter is there, or ghee, and some sugar. And the Brahmin who's assigned to do that task is they simply have to put those ingredients together in the proper way according to a recipe. And if it then that can be offered to the Lord. But the intelligence to do that, the ingredients, everything is coming from the Lord himself. So one shouldn't think, you know, one is, you know, the independent creator of the halava that's being offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Actually, everything is being done under the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And only under false ego, ahankara, does one come to the conclusion, I am the doer, the only doer. We may be doers, but we're acting under the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna, it's stated. So there may be Ishvaras, controllers or creators, but the Supreme Controller or Creator is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We all have some creative faculty, as described in this purport. We are doing so many things. Somebody is asked to give a class, so they have to make, you know, some speech, or somebody's asked to make a preparation for the deities. They have to cook. Somebody may be asked to write something, so they have to have some ability to create some writing. Somebody may be asked to make some jewelry for the deities, or a garland for the deities, or an outfit for the deities. So some creative ability is there. There's so many people, they create children. So there's a lot of ways in which we create, but if we analyze very carefully, we'll see that we're not independent in our creative acts. We're depending on the body that Krishna has given us, but the body is simply an instrument. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, Hridesh Arjuna Tishtati, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutanam, Yancharudani Mayaya. That this body is like a machine and it's moving under the control. It's a vehicle for the soul, but the machine of the body is moving under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we may will that the body does something, but the only reason the body actually moves according to our desires because Krishna allows it. Krishna, as the super soul, allows it and enables it to move in the way that we desire. And sometimes, you know, well, this will eventually happen to everybody, but there'll come a time when we'll want, you know, the body to do something and it won't do it anymore. So, and not only the physical body, but the subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and ego is under the control of Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada was quoting this verse from the Bhagavad Gita in the purport, Sarvasya Chaham Pridisana Vishto Matasmatir Ganam Apohanam Cha, that Krishna is again seated in the heart as the super soul, and Krishna says, from me comes memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So Krishna is giving intelligence to everyone how to act. And for the devotee, Krishna gives special intelligence, how to do things properly in the best way. Tesham Satada Yuktanam, Bhajatam Pratipurvakam, Vidami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Yenamam Upayanti Te. Krishna says, for the devotee who is serving me with love and devotion constantly, I will give the proper intelligence, how to do things, how to create, how to act, how to speak, how to think, in such a way that the devotee will make progress, actual progress, towards me, my abode. That is actual progress. So the materialists, they're not being given such intelligence by Krishna. They're being given intelligence to create in different ways, but their creations simply lead to more and more problems. You know, they invent so many technologies, but they just become a source of disturbance in society. If they were properly guided by Krishna, if they had the proper attitude toward Krishna, then Krishna would guide them in another way so that everything they did, everything they created would be auspicious and beneficial and helpful for them individually and for society in general, you know, to make progress towards the actual goal of life. Lord Brahma is mentioned here. Lord Brahma is given a very difficult task of creation. He has to manifest the different planetary systems and the bodies of all the living things in the universe. So, in the beginning, Brahma is manifest on the lotus flower that comes from the navel of the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. And he comes into consciousness on that lotus flower, and he's aware that he has to do something, that he's there for a purpose. But the universe at that point is dark. There's the Garbhadak Ocean and below him, and there's a wind blowing that's swaying at the lotus flower back and forth, and the waves of the Garbha Ocean are there, and it's all dark, and he's aware that he has to do something. He's aware that he has to create, but he doesn't know how to properly do it. So he offers prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First he hears tapa. He hears this sound, this voice coming from above, tapa, engage in penance. So he does that. He engages in penance and austerity. But still he consciously prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the intelligence, how to create. And he also prays that he not become proud, because the tendency is when one creates something wonderful and is not aware, you know, that all the credit should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One thinks that all the credit should go to oneself. And one can become proud. And that kind of pride leads to ignorance and entanglement in the miseries of material existence. It doesn't lead towards liberation and enlightenment and actual fulfillment of the soul. Like, there's so many people who have created marvelous things, but they simply perish without understanding the absolute truth and what the real purpose of life is. So, Brahma, he prayed, and Krishna gave him intelligence. Krishna appeared to him and said, I will give you the intelligence, how to create the universe as it was before. And I will also give you mercy so that you don't become proud. Of course, sometimes we see that momentarily, you know, Brahma, the different demigods, sometimes they do become proud and begin to think of themselves as independent controllers. But then Krishna, by his mercy, corrects them, brings them to the proper state of consciousness. Like Lord Indra, you know, he became proud and he tried to show his power, you know, by pouring down rain on the village of Vrindavan when, you know, Krishna, when child Krishna convinced the inhabitants of Vrindavan to stop their worship of Indra and start worshiping Govardhan Hill. So Indra became upset by that. He tried to retaliate by causing huge storms, just like, you know, we've had some wind storms here, you know, recently, and also poured down rain. But then Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill and sheltered the residents of Vrindavan, and Indra came back to his proper state of consciousness. And even Lord Brahma, you know, once, you know, he stole some of the cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna and hid them in a cave. You know, he was a little bit bewildered. Who is this little boy, Krishna, and what's he doing? So he tried to show his power by stealing Krishna's friends and hiding them away. But then Krishna immediately manifested a whole new set of cowherd boys, exactly like the ones that had been stolen away by Lord Brahma. These weren't, he didn't manifest another set of jivas. He expanded himself as these cowherd boys, and he played with them for a whole year. And their mothers and fathers, relatives and friends, treated them as their sons and relatives. But they noticed that their affection for them increased more than normal, because that's the nature of Krishna. Krishna's all attractive. Krishna's more attractive than any jiva. So they became more attracted to these boys than they would have been otherwise. So, and then Brahma became bewildered. You know, he had tried to display his mystic potency, his creative potency, against Lord Krishna. And then Krishna had displayed superior mystic potency. So he was bewildered. He wondered, what's going on here? I put these cowherd boys away, and here they are, and again, and where'd they come from? And then Krishna manifested his Narayan form in all these alternate cowherd boys, you know, showing that they were his personal expansions. And then Brahma just realized, he surrendered. So, in the same way, if we've been given some creative ability, and everybody has some creative ability to do something, whether it's to organize something, that's one ability I don't have. To me, it's like a mystic power that some people have. I have a saying, if it takes me and one other person, it won't get done. Yeah, but some people have this ability to say, hey, let's get together, let's do this, let's build a temple, let's do this, let's do that. And it all happens. Let's publish books. Let's do this or that, and it all happens. It's a mystic power. It's a creative ability that some people have. Or, you know, people might have, some people may have the ability, you know, nice musical ability or nice artistic ability or nice financial ability. Some people just attract money. For some people, money just runs away from them. Whenever they get a little bit, it's gone. But some people are able to arrange, make arrangements for, to accumulate wealth and spend it in Krishna's service very nicely. That's an ability some people have. Or there's so many abilities that people may have, or devotees may have even. I mean, Lord Brahma, he was certainly a devotee, and Indra is also a devotee, and but they became a little proud, and therefore Krishna had to correct them. So we should try to understand our position as creators in the society of devotees under the direction, ultimately, of Krishna, and by Krishna's representative. We should do authorized service, just like Arjuna. He was given an assignment by Krishna. Lord Brahma is given an assignment by Krishna. We should act under proper authority, you know, not, you know, independently. And when we're acting under authority, you know, Krishna says you have a right to your duty, but not to the results, to the fruits of action. So we should be attached to doing our duty under proper authority and not be attached to the results or become proud of whatever abilities we're able to manifest by Krishna's grace. A devotee understands, yes, I'm a creator, but I'm an instrument of the supreme creator. And the devotees see themselves as instruments of the supreme Lord, of the spiritual master. Okay, so I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Sachidanoy?
Thank you, Prabhu. You were mentioning about creative ability. And we've seen sometimes that in history in the world, certain individuals have created an atmosphere or situation in which makes it horrible. For example, when that personality, Hitler, he was in power, that even Prabhupada said that he was like an avatar. They always were confused, avatar. He says, yes, the avatar doesn't mean that anyone, that sometimes they do something so big And even if it's bad, it's still an avatar. So the observation that I have and question is that the world or the people sees that as an evil and bad and is understood, but what doesn't remain clear for many people is what about all the millions of living entities or persons who were affected by that? They still debate, were they bad? Were they partially bad or evil that they have to be in that situation? Because ultimately Krishna sanctions everything. So, can you...
Well, I think you answered the question, you know, by saying that Krishna sanctions everything. Everyone is undergoing, everybody in material consciousness is undergoing the results of previous activities. So if someone is in the material world and they're not a pure devotee that was sent here by Krishna, you know, on some mission, that means they were here because they are acting selfishly. And they're not here just in this one life. They're here for millions and millions of lifetimes. They're called Nitya Badha, eternally conditioned. And Srila Prabhupada explains that term, Nitya Badha, doesn't mean literally eternally. It just means you can't trace out, you know, when the soul entered the material region. And then Krishna says he doesn't take the responsibility for their actions. So there are millions and millions of conditioned souls in the universe. They've been interacting with each other for lifetime after lifetime, causing problems for each other. And this is going on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And everyone is getting the appropriate reactions. And that is caused by them, ultimately. You know, Krishna sets up the system, but the results anyone gets are their own responsibility, ultimately. So that's all a feature of the law of karma. But in addition to karma, you have this understanding, well, because of past activities, a person, even a, you know, a bad person may get a lot of power because of past penances and austerities that they performed. Or a person may suffer a bad result because of things that happen to them. So there's the law of karma that has to be considered. But then there's also dharma, which means Krishna gives standards by which to judge the activities of people so that you can say in this life that somebody is doing something wrong and deserves to be punished for it. Or that somebody deserves to be protected, you know, from activities. So there's also dharma that has to be considered, the principles of what is right and what is wrong according to some higher standard. So on one level, we could say, all right, because of their karma, people suffered at the hands of a cruel person who was, by his karma, more powerful than them. But at the same time, we can also apply the standards of Dharma and say, this person should not have done these terrible things, and whoever assisted him should be punished. Because Krishna also teaches not only the principles of karma, but also the principles of Dharma, what is right, what is wrong. And like if you're a policeman and you see somebody is being attacked in the street, well, you could have the understanding, okay, by that person's karma, he's being attacked right now. But by my dharma, you know, the responsibilities that are being given to me, it is my duty to prevent that person from being attacked. Anyways, those are some thoughts. Very deep topic. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.